Democrat governor who refused Trump's help in 2020 urges peace in Kenosha regardless of verdict. By Joel B. Polak on November 16, 2021. Governor Tony Evers, the Democrat who declined additional help from President Donald Trump during the Kenosha riots in August 2020, urged calm as the nation awaited the jury's verdict in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse on Tuesday. "Regardless of the outcome in this case, I urge peace in Kenosha and across our state," Evers tweeted on Tuesday morning. "Kenoshans are strong, resilient, and have worked hard to heal and rebuild together over the past year. Any efforts to sow division and hinder that healing are unwelcome in Kenosha and Wisconsin. Regardless of the outcome in this case, I urge peace in Kenosha and across our state." Governor Tony Evers, at Gov Evers, November 16, 2021. "Please respect the Kenosha community and their efforts to come together. I ask all those who choose to assemble and exercise their First Amendment rights in every community to do so safely and peacefully." Governor Tony Evers, at Gov Evers, November 16, 2021. "A small crowd milled about on the steps of the Kenosha County Courthouse on Tuesday, awaiting a possible verdict, though the jury is not working to a deadline. The jury took a break for a pizza lunch. Last year, Evers declined additional help from President Trump, who offered resources from the Department of Homeland Security. This time, he placed 500 National Guard troops on standby, though local authorities did not close roads or declare a curfew." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.